This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel launched airstrikes on the Gaza Strip Friday in response to rocket fire by militants in the Palestinian territory. The exchange comes amid increasing tensions following a deadly raid by Israeli forces on the occupied West Bank. The Israeli military said it had carried out at least two rounds of strikes targeting Islamic Jihad militants who had allegedly shot several Israelis. There were no reports of injuries on either side. Israel says most of the Gaza rockets were intercepted by the Israeli defense system. Friday's crossfire follows an Israeli raid on a refugee camp Thursday in Jenin. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that part of the story.
Israeli forces conducted a raid at the Jenin refugee camp in the occupied West Bank, killing a number of Palestinians, some described as militants, but one was a 61-year-old woman. This was the deadliest incident there in two decades, and Israeli forces are on heightened alert as Palestinians prepare to bury the dead and fill the streets in protest. Two rockets were then fired from Gaza, the first such attack since Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's return to power. I'm Jackie Quinn.
After the attack, the State Department announced that Secretary of State Antony Blinken will travel to Egypt, Israel, and the West Bank. The visit, starting Sunday and lasting through Tuesday, is to discuss heightened tensions between Israelis and Palestinians with regional leaders. In meetings with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, the top U.S. diplomat will discuss Israeli-Palestinian relations and preserving the two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, according to a spokesperson for the State Department. For more news, please join us at VOA News.